Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmess, and I'm going to be sitting in for the rest of the week. Big news, obviously, we're going to be playing the Mark Dice clip over at Reagan. We're going to play the first one as well. We're going to have Mark on in about 15 minutes. But if you listened to the show yesterday, I was talking about this prison attack out in Afghanistan. And I said to everybody, now look, on Friday, they show you that 1,000 militants have escaped from this prison. And I said, on Monday, they report that the Taliban has a stronghold again in Afghanistan. Literally took them a weekend, I guess, to get much more of a stronghold than they had. Again, this is less than 1,000 people. I mean, let's think about it. The 1,000 prisoners, they still only admitted about 400 Taliban. The numbers are ridiculous. Our military is much greater and stronger. So I get off the air, and I believe there is a story over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, I'm going to bring that story right up. It's just incredible, folks. They're now admitting that the U.S. gave the green light for the attack. They probably did more than just let it happen. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. I mean, it's just, let's explain it again. If they were a real threat, they would be in places like Guantanamo Bay, which are totally horrific and torture people and small children and women and rape them. And those pictures are out there. I'm sorry. It disturbs me a lot that all of this can be public. Okay? Senators can literally come out of of the Capitol building and say to the media, what I saw was horrific. I'm embarrassed. I'm appalled. I'm shocked. And this is the stuff we weren't allowed to see. Now, what we did see was just unbelievable. I mean, and it didn't even scratch the surface, guys. It didn't even scratch the surface. So again, let me recap it. Friday, prison attack. Taliban goes free. Monday, Taliban stronghold in Afghanistan again. Later Monday afternoon, the U.S. allowed it to happen. They gave the green light. Let me say it again. They gave the green light. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable, folks. How many more times? Who's going to bring this up? Everybody should be calling their local representatives and just go nuts about this. Our troops are going to be there forever if what we do is capture people and then allow them to go free and then act like there's a conflict. Okay? 400 more Taliban members. Come on. Think about our military power. Think about what you've seen. Just publicly, what you've seen. It's beyond the pale. It's beyond the pale. And then we have the neocons that propagate this war. They're the big cheerleaders. Rah, 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 rah. Let's kill all the Middle Easterns. Let's just kill everybody, apparently. Like Michael Reagan. I watched a really disgusting clip where he said, I guess these parents named their kid Hezbollah, okay, which is tasteless. But whatever. The kid didn't name himself Hezbollah, okay? It's not the kid's fault. And even then, it doesn't deserve death. He said, well, we should just take a grenade and shove it right up its bottom and blow it up. Blowing up babies. That's what Michael Reagan's about when he's not threatening 9/11 truthers. When he's not soliciting their murders. Oh, man. After the break, we're going to play that first clip. And we're going to have Dice on at a quarter after. And hopefully we're going to be playing that second clip as well. See if I have that. I do have that. So we're going to be playing both clips. It's unbelievable. Is this the baby's bottom one? Oh, man, let's play this. Oh, it's already the break, folks. Remember, you can see all this stuff at Infowars.com. The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmess. We'll be back after this with Michael Reagan's disgusting comments and Mark Dice. Are
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. And I'm going to play this first Michael Reagan clip. And then I think we're going to play the second one right afterwards. Dice is actually on. That's a bit longer. So we're not going to play the whole thing because we're going to have Dice on at a quarter after. It's a power-packed show, folks. I got Paul Carrick Roberts coming up later. We got We Are Change Vancouver and We Are Change LA also in the show. And we're going to go over this U.S. role in Afghan prison attack. Mainstream press, www.presstv.ir. See, all this is out in the open. The Guardian reports about the prison attack. It's not big news yet in the United States because they haven't decided exactly how they're going to spin it. And then they spin it by saying Taliban has a stronghold. But I digress. Let's get into some Reagan.
They ought to take these, excuse me, folks, I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops to do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and the classified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, says, you know something, these are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a bow, don't blindfold him, let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
Oh, my God. That was a mean thing to say, Brett.
The Ron Paul supporters. Unbelievable. You know, again, Ron Paul's for the Constitution. Ron Paul's for the Bill of Rights. And this sniveling little neocon, spoiled rich kid, adopted son of Ronald Reagan, never had to deal with anything real in his life, folks. Everything was taken care of. Never had to deal with any kind of consequence. Is cracking jokes about the one man that tried to save this country after he tries to solicit the murder of you and me. That's right. I was an Alex Jones listener before I got involved in all this. Alex is really the one that woke me up. I mean, I had looked into 9/11. I had, you know, checked some of the things out. I had come around to at least let it happen on purpose, and I came across Road to Tyranny. And, wow, did I not want it to be true. But I was able to check out 90-95% of the stuff. All true. Very upsetting, and that's why I'm here today. You know, because there's still these other people on the other side trying to enslave us. I mean, Michael Reagan doesn't have a grasp on reality. He's just, again, soliciting our murder because we know what's going on. It's unbelievable. All right, let's try to play this other clip where he had Dice on yesterday, and then we will have Mark Dice for you on the program.
Jesse Ventura, who's an explosive expert.
Please.
You have Bill Doyle, the head of the Coalition of 9/11 Families, says that half of the families, half of the widows, say it's an inside job. We have Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman of the U.S. Air Force. He was head of the Star Wars program, says inside job. Andre von Bülow, the former German defense.
So you're saying, Mark, you're saying somebody who they report to be the dumbest human being on the planet, George Bush, was able to plan out in the first,
George Bush is a spokesperson and a puppet for these powers that are in control.
So who is it that planned 9/11? Who is it that put it all together and George Bush ended up being the president when 9/11 happened? What's the name of the, you're giving me a lot of names, what's the name of the person that in fact put this all together, thought it all out for the inside job to happen?
Why don't you look at the project for the new American Century?
Why don't you tell me? Tell me, you're on the air. Tell me who it was that, in fact, planned this all out.
Stop cutting me off?
I want an answer.
Listen, you go and look at the project for the
I don't want to look at the project. I don't want to look at the project. I want you to give me a name.
Look at the names on the list.
Give me
the names. Look at the high-level names in the defense.
Give me the names. Give me the names.
I suggest that you go and watch.
No, you give me the names. Give me the names.
Stop cutting me off here. Listen, I'm not an insider. I don't have the specific names. We have the specific instances and the evidence of these terrorists not being stopped,
Mark,
of the investigations being blocked.
Mark, come on. You're sending DVDs. You're sending DVDs to the troops.
Hijackings going on that morning.
Mark.
Mermaid cutting charges found in the wreckage of the World Trade Center.
Mark, you're sending DVDs to the military talking about the Kennedy administration, the Johnson administration. You're saying George Bush himself was not responsible for what happened on 9/11. There was other plans out there, other people putting these things in. You tell me a website to go to. Just give me some names. What organization, what party, what political persuasion, you know, what group of people was responsible or were responsible then for doing these things to prepare the World Trade Center to fall as it fell, as an inside job on 9/11. You have all this information. Just tell us who that is.
Yeah. High-level elements within the CIA, within the Defense Department, within the Security
but
Council.
But you have no names?
Project for the...
All right, let's get to Mark Dice. He's actually here. We'll play the rest of that clip after he's gone, but he's only got a short period. And we didn't get to the apology there, but he just keeps wanting names. And you're explaining to him, you know, take a look at the Project for a New American Century list. Paul Wolfowitz, Dan Quayle, Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld. I could go on. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good, but I'm still a little disturbed. The spokesperson over there at Radio America, both the affiliate director and the communications director, told me that no disciplinary action will be taken against Reagan. They said that he has apologized and that they think that everything is okay. And I asked him if the president of Radio America was familiar with the controversy that was going on, and he declined to say. So I'm under the suspicion that they're just trying to protect Reagan, that the president, as of yesterday, was not aware of this. So I posted his direct line and his extension and his email address, and I see that prisonplanet.com has something up there, too. And, you know, this is appalling also that no mainstream media has covered this. Raw Story, I don't know if Raw Story is considered mainstream media, but, I mean, we're talking, this should be in several major newspapers and several major television stations, and this is an unprecedented event that has happened, and it's still a blackout. And I think we just need to continue to push and push and send a message and set the precedent that this kind of behavior is not going to be tolerated and that there's going to be consequences. There's going to be legal consequences. Your paycheck is going to be cut. The institutions that support kind of this kind of conduct are not going to be tolerated, and there's going to be career losses. There's going to be a new filing over at the unemployment line when something like this happens.
Well, you know what? Let's give out the Radio America President Jim Roberts number. Everybody listening out there needs to make this call. Again, they're threatening you and mine's lives. They've threatened Mark's lives. This is garbage. I mean, literally said you should be shot and he'd pay for the bullet. So here we go.
You know, he thinks, I'll give you the number in a second. He thinks that just by apologizing it's going to be okay. You know, if somebody is drinking and driving and they happen to have an accident and kill somebody, they can say that they're sorry all they want. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be held accountable, that they're not going to go to jail, that they're not going to be charged. And again, for anybody that thinks that my interview compromised the case officer said that it was completely fine for me to go on the show. Jim Roberts is the name of the president of Radio America. You can go to radioamerica.org. There's a phone number down at the very bottom of the page. His extension is extension 215. So if you're not in front of the computer, you can write this number down. It is area code 703-302-1000, extension 215. And his email is J Roberts.
That's J, the letter.
RadioAmerica.org. Yeah, the letter J, Roberts, at RadioAmerica.org, or J, Roberts, at AmericanVeteransCenter.org. And just please continue to file reports with the FCC. You must include the date. That when they say the call letters, I just put Radio America, comma, syndicator for the date. You have to enter June 10th. The form is very picky on there. It took me several entries before it would finally accept it, and we just got to get the ball rolling over there. And I mean, just the fact that his studio, you know how it is. There's in a studio, we get this impression that there's a large, huge corporation that runs these things, but a lot of time it's the producer, it's some technicians, and I have a feeling that they're just kind of keeping this to themselves. They don't want the higher-ups within Radio America to be aware of this, so we're going straight to Jim Roberts, the president. And the more we get this out in the mainstream media, and the more people it's going to become getting aware of this, the more heat it's going to bring to have him fired. And in that interview with me yesterday, he made a couple of radical claims that are just blatantly false, saying that Radio America, or that Air America hosts, rather, have called for the death of George Bush. Just blatantly false. The Secret Service would be investigating that. They would be arrested, and they would be fired immediately. And it's interesting, he doesn't think that the Bilderberg group is important. That's old news.
Yeah, all the policy they just discussed still hasn't been implemented. And as I've discussed before, you know, that's the weekend where we have, 140 people. This summer, we're going to have 3,000 people where they'll disperse their little agendas throughout in a compartmentalized fashion. We've got Mark Dice with us. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm sitting in. Don't forget that Alex is putting out a new film. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you're going to be able to see that in high quality, folks. High quality. Over at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising. Mark Dice, you're in it. And, you know, you haven't seen that yet. Actually, Rob was talking about getting you getting you at least a couple downloads off an FTP site so you can check it out. I'll talk to you about that off air. Anyway, 9/11 Chronicles, July 4th over at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going to be shipping out DVDs as well. We just finished the cover art and mastering the DVD and sent it out. It's pretty exciting. I can't wait for it to get out there. It's an awesome tool. It's going to show that this is a movement, that you can make a difference. You know, again, people like Mark Dice, Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth are in it. Of course, We Are Change. Luke Radowski plays a huge role in this. It's not just Alex Jones. It's Cinema Verite. Amazing film. Now, during the break, me and Mark were talking about, you know, He was making the point that maybe, you know, with the inbox is full about Tim Russert's death, you know, this story slipped under the radar. They don't know who Michael Reagan is, obviously, you know, Ronald Reagan's son. You put out another press release, Mark. Why don't you tell people about that?
I sent out again another press release yesterday. You know, this is really, this needs to be done, but at the same time, I'm angry. It's distracting me from finishing the new books. But I sent out a press release to literally hundreds of news agencies. I mean, you know, every channel at Fox News, every show at Fox News, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, everybody, reporters, The Washington Post, The Washington Times, I mean, anybody and everybody that you could think of that has a contact link. And still, nobody has picked this up. Nobody has replied. The only people who have talked about this have been InfoWars, Raw Story, and two individuals over at Air America, Tom Hartman and Mike Malloy. And just the fact that they've swept this under the rug is just absolutely appalling. So please, let's just continue. This needs to be done. This man can't get away with this. He needs to lose his job. He needs to get in the unemployment line. This needs to set a precedent that people can't cross this line. This is one line that you can't cross. Let's just continue to get the word out to the mainstream media, to just email them the audio clip, the date, the time. You can even send my whole press release in. And let's just continue to call Radio America here, radioamerica.org. The phone number's at the bottom of their website. The extension to the president is extension 215. And his email, if you go to prisonplanet.com, there's an article there about how he is having no disciplinary action, and you can find his email down on the bottom. The headline is Reagan's, quote, apology weak and disingenuous. And, you know, when I got on the show, he didn't even admit fully what his comments were. He tried to sweep it under the rug and make it seem like he said, you know, if somebody were to shoot me, that he'd like to pay for the bullets. I had to correct him and make it clear that he was urging people to do that, and myself and others. And I see that you guys posted some of his other just absolutely appalling.
Yeah, you know, let's just kill babies. And I believe I've heard him say that there in that same clip, that there won't be peace in the Middle East until all of them are dead. You know, he's just advocating for a total genocide.
This is a high-level Republican strategist, and that, you know, I don't know what kind of a strategy they have over there in the Middle East, but that just is the worst genocide. I mean, maybe he's a strategist for the Nazi Party. I'm not really sure exactly what kind of a party would be employing him for his ideas, because that's just utterly ridiculous. But I don't even know at this point. I'm just going to turn up the heat, and I'm not calming down about this. It's been a couple days now, and I think he's just hoping that it's going to go sweep under the rug, that people are going to forget about this. But let's continue the calls. The communications director and the affiliates director over there at his syndicator have said that they've been getting hundreds of calls. So if you're going to call, don't just call and say that he should be, you know, he's the traitor and he's the America. Don't, just say, hey, he needs to be fired immediately. This is unacceptable. And let's not harass these people, and let's keep it civil. But just demand, look, this is unacceptable. This has never been said in the history of radio, and it needs to stop immediately. You need to remove his platform for this. His career needs to be over.
Absolutely. And our listeners can make it happen if they want to make it happen. That's the power of the individual, Mark. If we all come together, if we all say that we have the power, if we all email this guy, if we all call his office, things are going to get done, and things aren't going to get done if nobody does anything. I want to shift gears a little bit back to that point we ended with before the break. Bilderberg Group's just a week ago now, okay? Can you stay for one more segment, Mark?
Sure.
All right, awesome. But anyway, again, just a week ago, 140 or so of the most powerful people in the world are there. They're going to dispense that agenda in Sonoma, California in about a month, folks. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And again, Bilderberg meeting is important because you're going to have David Rockefeller there every year, okay? You're going to have the heads of the industries that matter, a.k.a. Google, is there. Gee, I wonder why Google was there this year. Microsoft is there. Weird. I think they had a neuroscience professor and some kind of a crazy psychologist there this year, probably for their little psyops that they love to play against us. They had Bernanke there, head of the Federal Reserve Bank. Okay, Condoleezza Rice is there. You can be sure she'll be in the next administration somewhere. You can bet it. All right? Wolfowitz is there. You bet? Wolfowitz is one of those guys that's really been a ball player for a while. And he just kind of stays in the backdrop, getting minimal press attention. But he's a real player. He's one of the names that I probably would have named with Reagan when he was asking me about names. Cheney was one of them. I would definitely say that Wolfowitz at least, you know, think tanked it. You look at those Project for a New American Century documents, and they're just disgusting. You know, they took the PNAC site down last month, right, Mark?
We still. And I know that some listeners are hearing about this for the first time. Not everybody tunes into this show every day, mm-hmm. And I don't want to let this overshadow Operation Inform the Soldiers, which is our plan. Mm-hmm. That's already in motion to send DVDs and emails and letters to the troops stationed in Iraq. And again, you can get information, just Google, you can go to my site or just Google how to send packages to troops, and you can find out, you can sign up with certain organizations, churches, adoptausoldier.org. There's also programs where you can sign up and get email addresses of the troops if you don't want to spend the shipping to send stuff to them, and you can just write them letters, send them emails, send them Google links and YouTube videos and all sorts of stuff, or even links to prisonplanet.com and let's befriend these people, and let's have some new pen pals over there. And this is just going to expand Operation Inform the Soldiers to an unprecedented level. And I think that this is, we're going to get all the soldiers now talking about this, getting the emails and create a good, safe environment for them to discuss these issues with each other so that soldiers that have previously suspected this or are part of the movement already can then speak up and not be feared about any form of retribution.
Absolutely, and you can find out all that information over at markdice.com. You know, let's make those packages fun, too. I mean, put some food that you would want to eat in there. You know, stacks of DVDs. Who knows? If you've got a little extra scratch, maybe one of those portable DVD players, maybe, you know, an iPod or a Zune. Or there's a lot of cheap media players out there now you can get for like $30 that have a screen. And you load them up with these kind of documentaries, all you tech heads out there. This is important because these people are going to come back to this country, and chances are they're going to be working in security forces. And unfortunately, our police and our security in general, our National Guard, our military, is becoming more and more privatized. And things like Blackwater, you're going to see them on the streets of this country. And do you want soldiers that are completely and totally brainwashed and figure that we're just like totally dehumanized pieces of trash? Or do you want people that are actually going to give a second thought and maybe help the resistance, John? I want to call you John. I'm sorry.
Now, also, if you're going to send the DVDs, if you're going to send original copies, that's fine. I would almost put a new label over the DVD and don't send the box, because I think people are going to go through these boxes, and if they see DVDs with 9/11 this and 9/11 that, they're not going to want the troops to get that. So maybe just put, label it, you know, Iron Man DVD pre-release before it's in stores, or some new cool movie that's in theaters that wouldn't have been, you know, they would have had a chance to not see yet, and then get that out there. Yeah, you're right. Send food, send canned goods. You know, maybe send some extra socks and some things to them, some board games, you know, something to help make their time over there a little bit more more easy for them, and then work in some good stuff. And let's just continue to unleash Operation Inform the Soldiers, as well as Operation Fire Michael Reagan.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that was what was successful back in the days of Kazan, Morpheus, and all these peer-to-peer networks. People would relabel Loose Change, and they would relabel Road to Tyranny as the latest Hollywood blockbuster. And when people would go to download, you know, like Superman or Spider-Man, they would really get one of these movies, and hopefully, you know, within the first 90 seconds or so, you could catch their interest, and everybody's going to watch them. And if you do label them like that, there's more of a chance that they're going to have the entire unit gathered around, psyched up to see it. It's true. It's true. Let's be honest. And, you know, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, that's deceptive. Well, you know, unfortunately, the people that are doing this are deceptive on a whole other level. And the difference between us and them is that, you know, we want to love them. We want them to be part of society, and they just want to kill us. You know, the people that run the show, they want to kill and enslave us. And that's what's so scary to me. And, you know, they pose as these Christian conservatives, Mark. And that's what really, really freaks me out, is that people really think that Bush is a Christian. And he's just a puppet, sure. But on the whole, you know, the whole Republican thing is all about being conservative and Christian. And they're anything but. I mean, they're into the occult. This is not like my opinion. This is what they're into, Mark.
Yeah, this is an aspect where it's such an esoteric aspect, and it's kind of the ultra advanced PhD level of the New World Order. I mean, there's so much stuff that people can understand about our loss of our freedoms and the criminal activities within the government. But when you start going down that road, you do lose some people. But it's very true. And you know, Adolf Hitler and his highest level people were into the occult. They were inspired by Helena Blavatsky and the Secret Doctrine, a book which says that Lucifer's good, that Satan's good, that Satan is the Christ and the Savior. And this same belief system is been practiced by megalomaniac and by ultra powerful people within high level secret societies for really thousands of years. And Bush and all his cabal are no different. The Bohemian Grove ceremony's coming up here in a couple weeks, and they're going to go have their annual Moloch sacrifice, burning an effigy at the altar of Moloch, a demon from the Old Testament, where people used to burn people alive at the altar, and here they are reenacting it in a way that's really just disgusting. And it's, you know, everybody, I don't know if anybody knows this, if everybody knows this, the listenership, I know the listenership's growing so much, and people, the movement's expanding so much, so the Bohemian Grove's coming up here, and we're going to be launching Operation Expose the Bohemian Grove, try to get that onto the mainstream press, and really let everybody understand what it is that they're doing out there and the implications of their lakeside talks and their off-the-record policy discussions. And this is not just a party for them. This is implementing and discussing the next round of tyranny that they're going to be implementing.
Absolutely. And for those who don't know, for the new listeners, the guys that are going, oh, my God, what did I tune into? I haven't heard this before. Well, just Google Cremation of Care. Go to YouTube and just check out the ceremony. It's, first of all, you can do a quick image search, you know, and you can find out that everything we're saying is true, and you can see the likes of Newt Gingrich and Alan Greenspan and Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. yucking it up there. You can see Reagan when he was a B-movie star at the Grove, right across the table from Richard Nixon. You can see all this. You can see Helmut Schmidt giving a speech before, you know, the next rung of the elite. Remember, there are rungs. Not everybody's on the inside. And it's quite the status symbol to get into the Bohemian Grove, an all-male club, 3,000 of the most powerful people from around the world, mostly Anglo-Saxon European deal. But they're doing anything but, you know, they're literally cross-dressers too, Mark. It's just so bizarre. I mean, they put on plays where they enact these perverted things as women, and I can't believe it. But, it, you know, I have the annal sitting about 15 feet away from me, and you open it up, and one of the pictures I love that we haven't published yet, but I should publish it, is this news reporter. He's like he's either a news reporter or a cartoonist or whatever, and he's drawing how, you know, there is a news reporter there doing the news, but then he's thinking about how he's actually a member of the Grove, and he's in the little ceremonial garb. He's in the hood and cape, and he's got the candle. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, this is just so unbelievable. But
you know,
it's real. Go ahead.
Do you remember the rumors that the mob had photographs of J. Edgar Hoover dressed in drag and that he was a cross-dresser? I just can't help but think that those were photos that leaked out of the Grove, perhaps something in...
I would bet my bottom dollar on it, man.
Yeah, in one of the annals. And I mean, for that information to be leaked, you know, decades ago, it would have just crushed everybody. So I'm sure they just tried to wipe that under the rug as much as they could. And yeah, so this is more than bizarre. This is a whole hour... or a whole three-hour show in and of itself. But, you know, I got to run here.
Yes.
I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody again for just getting on board with this. And let's just continue to send a message here. Let's not let this die down until something is done. If we just continue to apply the pressure civilly and responsibly, I think that we can get this man fired at the minimum. And, again, there's an ongoing case that's being investigated by the proper authorities, and I'm pursuing other avenues as well. So I just want to thank everybody again, and I got to run.
All right, Mark, thank you so much. And, actually, we're going to play some more of that clip where Reagan tries to give a half-hearted apology to Mark Dice. Again, go to markdice.com. Become this soldier outreach program. And I'm going to give the number out one more time. If you want to make a difference, you can call the president of Radio America. His name is Jim Roberts. It is 703-302-1000, extension 215. That's 703-302-1000. All right, let's play this clip because, again, I mean, Reagan is so obnoxious. Again, we are helping the Taliban escape and then saying it's a threat in Afghanistan. Think about that. Our soldiers are going to be in the Middle East forever. I know a lot of you out there have a brother, a sister, a cousin, an uncle overseas. You know, perhaps a mother, a father. So, you know, they're not fighting a just war right now. They're really fighting for tyrants. It's, oh, man, makes me sick.
New American Century. Go look at the project for the New American Century where they called for a new Pearl Harbor attack so that they could carry out their agenda in the Middle East.
You mean to tell me you have no names?
He did not plan this. George Bush is a spokesperson and a propagandist, and you phony conservatives should be ashamed of him.
But you have no names?
For his impeachment.
Well, nobody, but no, yeah. Wait, he should be gone January 20, 2009, Mark, but you have no names?
We have the declassified documents. We have instances of terrorism. We have all of the evidence that something happened here that is not being told to us. We need a new investigation. Did you know that only 84%, over 84% of Americans think that we've been lied to about the circumstances of 9/11 and are demanding a new investigation? Last September 11th at Ground Zero, there were thousands of individuals marching, demanding a new investigation. Like I said, Bill Doyle, the head of the Coalition of 9/11 Families, that's the largest organization of 9/11 widows. He says that half of the family members believe that 9/11 was an inside job. So I'm saying that this needs to be reinvestigated. There's been a major cover-up. This has been admitted in every major poll in the country, and it's phonies like you that are spewing your hatred towards people like me and others. And you have taken your rhetoric to a new and unprecedented and dangerous level. And just because you have me on your show and you apologize doesn't mean that you should not be held legally and civilly accountable for calling for my murder and others' murder. Do you understand the ramifications of suggesting that to millions of people in an age when you can track down somebody's home address
on the
internet?
Mark, let me take a break. Now, take a break. That's how you pay for this thing. Mark Geis on the hotline. Or just his manifesto. I'm Mike Ringer, 1-800-468-MIKE. Take a break. Be back right after this.
It's time for the 1 minute.
The world's most powerful and influential people, and nobody in the mainstream press covers this. It's not an old story. I'm sorry.
No, because it really goes nowhere when you do bring it up. I used to bring it up, in fact, years ago on the show. But again, all right. So the Bilderbergs, let's give it to the Bilderbergs and all that kind of stuff. Who's going to investigate them? Because if what you say is true, then the Bilderbergs basically control everybody anyway.
Perhaps we need an international council, an international investigation.
Oh, please. You don't want to go international with this.
You know, something else that came to mind here, you said it's a beautiful sunny day here in California. Is that what you said? I was under the impression that you're out of the country.
I'm not out of the country yet. I'm not out of the country yet, so that's, you know. Anyway,
okay.
I happen to be, you know, in country at this point in time.
I want to ask you what you think would happen if a left wing host were to call for the murder, the unqualified, unequivocal tracking down and murdering of an individual.
Well, let's see. There's Mike Malloy, Randy Rhodes. They've been calling for the murder of George Bush and what have you, and so on. And we radio talk shows sometimes we get fired up in what we say. We get angry and stuff like that. And sometimes we say things that are absolutely stupid, and we make mistakes. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you the difference between the Randy Rhodes and the Mike Malloys and things of this nature. And the difference.
All right. I don't know why it cut out right there, but. You get the point. You know, this guy, I think Mark Dice spanked him. I think he spanked him really hard. You know, this guy's a total phony conservative. He knows it. He knows he's a shill. He knows he's on thin ice. I mean, Dice really laid it down to him right there. He could be held criminally accountable. Think about that. He should be held criminally accountable. Remember, bullet in his head, he's going to pay for the bullet. Firing squad, no blindfold. For us trying to, you know, tell the truth. I'm sorry. You know, a lot of people email me. Not a lot. I mean, I guess there's those within the movement that tell me that we have to consider all these feelings are being hurt and this and that. I'm sorry. Feelings are coming secondary. They want to kill me. They want to kill my family. They want to enslave me. They want to make my quality of life so low that I am under the control. Do you want to live in China? One child policies, total police state. That's the model. Oh, but we have to be caring. Come on, man. Listen, I'm not saying you don't have to be sensitive to people. But, listen, you know, just because you don't like somebody's opinion, you don't like somebody's evidence, too bad. Quit crying. So sick of it. I'm so sick of the petty infighting. You know, that's why I love this new film coming out by Alex Jones, really. I can't say it enough because 9/11, Truth Rising, 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising, not only goes through the first responder struggle to bring out the truth about the air quality and how the EPA and Christine Todd Whitman lie, it also shows that nobody is beyond approach of the people. Nobody. We have every presidential candidate in this film. Okay? John McCain. I think a couple times John McCain. Hillary Clinton. I think a couple times Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama. You know? I mean, no one's invincible. These are human beings. We can make a difference. We can We can become the government again. I totally and completely believe that. No one is beyond reproach. Nobody. I mean, Schwarzenegger gets confronted in this movie. Bloomberg gets grilled in this movie. Greenspan gets confronted in this movie. Bill Clinton gets confronted in this movie. Interviews with Rosie O'Donnell, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura. It's an unreal film. You know, it goes through 9/11 Truth Canada. Guy up in the Walmarts there, getting the truth out that way. Mark Dice getting the truth out on the West Coast. Luke Radowski and We Are Change getting the truth out on the East Coast. All these different styles, flavors of activism. Faith Shalom going across the country, letting people know 9/11 was an inside job. Christians shouldn't support the war. Well, if you're truly a Christian, and that's totally your deal, how could you support the war? It's the Alex Jones Show. You can check it all out over at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
The greatest storyteller once told a sad story, or shall we say described a sad scene. A scene of the deceived. He warned of deceivers when he said, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." Then he described the sad scene of the deceived. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you.'" Could the preachers in our land today be deceivers? And what is one of the possible main common denominator deceptions in most churches in America today? A deception that has kept people from doing the will of the Father. No one seems to be telling, but we tell at AnotherUntoldStory.com. But we must warn you, you will find that you might become mad when you hear the story. Some who like the lie and deception don't want it told, but we tell it anyway at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com. It's quite a story.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Well, the union's a big businessman, and it's going out as a dinosaur. Well, they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon. It's eating raw. I can see the day coming when even your home garden is gonna be against the law.
folks. We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm going to be subbing in for the rest of the week. My little website is loosechange911.com. Run a little blog over there. Of course, I am one of the producers on Loose Change. Loose Change Final Cup, by the way, over at Infowars.com. And I want to, you know, thank our sponsors for making this show possible, especially Enerfood. Because we all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on the things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically every one of us up here are absolutely addicted to this stuff. I put some in my coffee today. And for the best reasons, Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, fillers, or sweeteners. Just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy you need. You get everything you need for less than a dollar a day. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. Or go to Infowars.com. Click on the big banner. The number is 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Now, I want to get into a little bit of domestic news because we went over what happened in Afghanistan. Once again, Friday they report, oh, prison attacked, 1,000 militants out, 400 of them Taliban. Monday they report, oh, Taliban has a new stronghold in Afghanistan. Late Monday they report, oh, yeah, the United States helped helped attack that prison and free those people. I wonder why. But right now, remember, the DNC is out in Colorado. And right now they're drilling all sorts of good stuff. Oh, wait, not good stuff. Police state stuff. Domestic urban warfare drills against the people for this DNC thing. You see, that whole Recreate 68 thing, I guess, got broken up. But all the same people are behind the new organization. They're just trying to shadow what they tried to do. You know, they don't want people to understand that they were trying to provoke violence at that event, telling people to wear shields, throw red paint, destroy cameras. Real nonsense. Can't get anything done that way. That's not the model, folks. They're called provocateurs. They did that in Seattle, okay, at the WTO. You don't believe me? You couldn't even, by the second day, you couldn't even walk around with a button that was anti-WTO to go to work. And it was all provocateur. A bunch of people hired by the State Department, I believe. They hold them up. They let them destroy a whole bunch of stuff, and then they just squelch down on the actual legitimate protesters. And that's what they're hoping to do here. And they're prepping for it. You see, there are black helicopters flying around right now in Colorado. You know, the black helicopters that supposedly don't exist. That's another great part of 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising. I think it's even in the credits. One of these guys gets confronted, and he says, honestly, I think that's black helicopter stuff. And I think to myself, wait a minute. Black heli- does that mean he believes it? Because, black helicopters obviously exist. Folks, how long ago did we have a Hollywood movie called Black Hawk Down? There are black helicopters. And yes, they have been in the States. Don't believe me. You can go check out the DenverPost.com. And by the way, we have eyewitnesses. We're going to have video of these non-existent black helicopters for you. It's choppers conduct security exercises. We'll be back right after this to go over all the drills going on out in Colorado right now. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.